As we get closer to Iran's presidential election scheduled for June 14th, lines are becoming clear in the political scene. Both reformists and principalist groups and parties are holding meetings to discuss their strategies. The reformists, who have been relatively quiet since the previous presidential elections when they lost, are clearly gearing up. The Mardom Salari Party held its 11th meeting on Thursday with former Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, Hassan Rouhani, as its keynote speaker, and calling for reformists to put the past behind and make plans for the future. Known to be close to head of the Expediency Council Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, Hassan Rouhani usually shies away from the camera, but this time he appeared among reporters, raising speculations that he might be running for the election.
If I make up my mind and decide to run for president, I will do it on an independent ticket.
Meanwhile, principalists are more organized, holding regular meetings and now officially announcing a coalition.
The new tripartite coalition was formed in order to unite the principalists. This means that we will not restrict ourselves to the candidates from the parties that have formed the coalition.
This means that they might endorse someone other than their speculated candidates, Ali Akbar Velayati, a top aide to the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, former Parliament Speaker Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, and the mayor of Tehran, Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf. But observers say this time it's no longer just the reformists and principalists in the race to the presidential palace.
Even the political parties that were not actively involved in the parliamentary elections are now preparing themselves. But what's more important is the formation of a new wave in Iran's political scene related to the current government and the candidate that they will be supporting.
While word about who the possible candidates may be is already a favorite topic of discussion, the answer will only be clear when candidates sign up at the Interior Ministry. According to the new amendments to the election law, a minimum age of 40 and a maximum age of 75 is required. The new legislation also demands a candidate to have at least a doctoral degree or a seminary equivalent. It also restricts the definition of political personage. The Guardian Council will then carry out a comprehensive vetting process and announce which of them is eligible to be Iran's next president.
That's when candidates will begin competing for the elections. Gisumi Shahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.